This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Rocky Mountain Laboratories in Hamilton, Montana has identified several mosquito-borne illnesses circulating in Montana that can cause encephalitis, with infection rates in humans as high as 40%. The findings were recently published in Emerging Infectious Diseases. Rocky Mountain Laboratories said several viruses that can cause encephalitis or brain swelling and are unfamiliar to most physicians are circulating in Montana mosquitoes. In most cases, human infections by these viruses do not cause a noticeable illness, or they cause mild flu-like symptoms. But in some cases, the virus can enter the brain, infect neurons, and cause disease that can result in learning and memory difficulties, paralysis, seizures, or in rare cases, death. Jamestown Canyon virus was one of the most common of the California serogroup of viruses that can cause encephalitis in humans. A Montana doctor diagnosed a patient with Jamestown Canyon virus encephalitis in 2009 after the patient was initially misdiagnosed with West Nile virus, leading researchers to ponder the prevalence of JCV infection in Montana. Researchers from Rocky Mountain Laboratories collaborated with Missoula neurologist Stephen Johnson to obtain and test more than 900 random blood samples from six Montana hospitals in different regions of the state. The samples were tested for JCV as well as related viruses in the California serogroup, including Lacrosse virus, California encephalitis virus, and Trivitatis virus. Findings showed that CSG virus infection rates in humans are quite high, between 21% and 40%. Rocky Mountain Labs says that clinicians should consider CSG viruses in the diagnosis for cases of encephalitis of unknown etiology in Montana. The data was very similar to what researchers saw in National Park employees in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. Along with mosquitoes, snowshoe hares have previously been identified as being capable of harboring viruses that can cause encephalitis in humans. And the report also identified chipmunks, squirrels, and rabbits as animals that can act as reservoirs for JCV and CSG-related viruses. Cattle and white-tailed deer can also harbor Jamestown Canyon virus. There's a higher prevalence of human infections in rural areas, correlated with animals in more rural areas with human interactions. As marijuana sales in Montana pass $1 billion, lawmakers have closed the door on new dispensaries. Montana's cannabis industry has surpassed $1 billion in total sales since recreational marijuana was legalized in 2022. The industry has outpaced sales projections made by economists at the state legislature and the University of Montana. In just 3 years, marijuana sales have generated around $170 million in tax revenue for the state. Pepper Peterson is the head of the Montana Cannabis Guild and owner of a dispensary in Helena. He attributes the industry's success to a dependable level of consumer demand. The Cannabis Guild and other industry trade groups are backing an effort by lawmakers to block issuance of new dispensary licenses for 2 years. Peterson says the industry's current footprint of around 500 dispensaries is able to meet market demand. Peterson said, "I don't think anybody wants to see 100 more dispensaries, much less 200, 300. I don't think the communities want to see that," Peterson said. If the Montana legislature freezes the number of marijuana dispensaries, the cap would allow existing licenses to change hands, but freeze total numbers at current levels until 2027. The bill passed the House and Senate with broad support and now heads for Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte's desk. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.